For years, Floridians have been facing a growing need for affordable housing. This year's hurricanes are making the situation worse. I'm Kate Payne. For years, low-income Floridians have struggled to afford rising rental costs. And that's caused the number of homeless and housing insecure residents to rise. Then came hurricane season, which damaged many homes. State officials say workforce housing in the Keys was the hardest hit. Now a wave of new residents are coming to the state in the aftermath of Hurricane Maria. And William O'Dell says they also need a place to live. He directs the Schimberg Center for Housing Studies at the University of Florida.
There are expectations regarding the impact of Puerto Rican households on the state's affordable housing delivery system, and there's every expectation that these need numbers are going to increase as a result of the in-migration of Puerto Rican households.
FEMA is still collecting housing data in the wake of Hurricane Irma. Lawmakers hope to use that information as they debate how to address the lack of affordable housing. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.